feel like a profound life experience. Then, in sheer defiance of the laws of reality, you and Miko start your own company. All because of your support and encouragement, she interrupts again. Again, I ignore her. And you've actually managed to grow your client base, which is, frankly, way more than anyone expected so soon. Top it off with the fact that you're officially dating Brody now? Her happy sigh travels all the way across the room. That's a lot of big things in a short period of time. And I can understand how you'd think that somehow bonds us or whatever, but oh, come off it, Max, she giggles. I just want you to help me figure out what to wear. Like it or not, that's what friends do. And despite your gruff exterior, your constant scowling, and your pretended indifference, that's what we are. Now, she wiggles her eyebrows. What do you think of this one? She poses expectantly in between our dinosaur of a TV and the breakfast bar that separates the kitchen from the small living room. She's waiting for my opinion on the eighth. Wait, no. This is the ninth outfit she's tried on. I recognize that at this point, it's easier to acquiesce than to keep rebelling against the idea of playing fashion police. This time she's chosen something a bit more sophisticated than you normally find her in. A tight white t-shirt tucked into a T-length pleated silk skirt with black booties.